Carlotta.
Hi.
And I just wanted to give you a testimony of what God's been doing since my completion of restoration ministry.
Okay.
Started out, as you know, I had a lot of fears and anxieties. Was having a lot of relationship problems with, you know, just family relationship problems, which I hated. And by the end of the ministry and my 18 hours and all the tools, the new tools that I now have to work with from God, I realized that, you know, it was me, not my family, so to speak. I am the one that needed to change. You know, once I saw that my part in it, you know, I was just begging God for change, and it happened. And I think the reason it happened is because, you know, I had such a victim mentality, and there were so many generational pressures, and I had strongholds, and I had wounds that went clear back as a child, and they just kept, you know, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. As, you know, as I got older, I never dealt with anything, so everything manifested to the point where I was a very ugly person on the inside, and it came out, you know, to my family and friends and in different situations. But through this ministry and getting, you know, breaking the strongholds and renouncing and breaking agreement with the lies of the enemy and replacing them with God's truth about who I really am in Him and what I really have in Him, it has just made a huge difference. I realized that I had some demonic spirits working in my life, even though I'm saved and, you know, do everything Christians do, read your Bible, praise God. I still had a lot of demonic activity, and going through and praying and renouncing and breaking those spirits off my life and just replacing them with God's truth and getting down to the root of my issues. You know, God's word says the truth will set you free, and this is the first time in my Christian walk that I believe I have truly been set free. And now I have the tools to maintain. You know, every day is not going to be a bowl of cherries, but I can pull from God's truth and God's word, and now I realize how much God loves me, and He's for me, and that He wants to change me. He is changing me. The Holy Spirit, this cannot be done by man.
Right.
You know, I've been to Christian therapists with my anxiety and fears and my self-medication, and man could not help me, unfortunately. But the Holy Spirit and through Christ, He has done a work, and I can always follow up, you know, if I get in a jam or, you know, I'm starting to see things not so clearly like I should, I can always pick up the phone and call Restoration Ministry, and they will be there to help me, you know, to have my back, so to speak, and keep me where I need to be. And it has been a real blessing, and I did it via phone versus being in person because of, you know, geographically, I live in a different state, and I would say that was even more comforting for me because I dealt with fear and anxiety and intimidation of man. So I sat in my home, you know, I had Carlotta and her associate on the other end, and I felt so comfortable putting all my dirt, so to speak, out there. It was just the perfect setting for me doing it at home. So I just want to say that it's been life-changing, and it's all through the power of the Holy Spirit, and I just thank the Lord.
That is awesome. Praise Jesus, because it's all His supernatural power that does it. You know, He just tells us what questions to ask and what prayers
Amen.
To pray. But would you like to share a couple of examples that would encourage people to know that it was a real change? You're not just up for a few days, you know, euphoric for a few days. What,
sure.
What can you see?
I can think of several examples. The main one is with my family members. The interaction that I'm now having with them is so different. I had such a victim mentality, and almost to the point where, you know, I thought everybody was out to get me, so to speak. And now that is all gone. You know, I can, when I interact with them, there is a genuine compassion from my heart to them. There's love. There is acceptance. There's a peace. It's just a totally different situation now when I'm with them, and they can definitely see the difference,
really?
Which is awesome. And you know, that was something I really longed for, was for them to see how God in my life and be an example of the Holy Spirit and Christ through me. And I've, you know, through this and through God's teachings and the Holy Spirit, instead of getting up and, let's say, you know, I had a couple things happen around my home. I'm single, live alone, and before I would have been overwhelmed, and I would have been, you know, I would have said, oh, poor me, you know, I have to do this, I don't have a husband, you know, blah, 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 everybody else does. And from the God's truth, I said, no, you know what, I'm going to look at this as a positive. I have a home, I'm healthy, I'm able to take care of this. I just didn't go with the victim mentality, and it was genuine. I had a great day that day, which before would have probably not been so great of a day.
That is amazing. So not only do you like other people better now that you've changed, but
yes,
even...
and they haven't changed at all.
You're so humble to admit that it's you that changed.
Yes, and you know what? You know, God has a way of humbling us, because that's the only way, you know, that we can be changed. And, you know, I just want to tell these people how sorry I am. And I have, so to speak, you know, I just thank God they put up with me through my bad times. And now, you know, it's just a much better time with my family and friends.
You know, when I went through Restoration Prayer Ministry a couple of times, actually, I noticed major change in some important people to me, mainly authority figures that I had judged and dishonored. But once again, the biggest change was in me, so that when they seemed to revert back to the way they were before, I didn't bite the hook. I didn't take offense.
You know what? And that has been something that has been awesome for me, because I have different tools to go to now. I don't have to bite that hook. And, you know, my thought process is just so different, because it's a renewing of the mind through the Holy Spirit. And that's, you know, where all the battle lies, was in that mind. And so, you know, I can see where I would be kind of sharp sometimes to people instead of being compassionate and having empathy. And, you know, I was, of course, running off my own strongholds and hurts and wounds, and inflicting them, because you know what they say, hurt people. You know, we all have our wounds. Until you get those taken care of, you are so deceived that it's everybody else, when, you know, it was certainly me.
Wow. Praise God. I just have to give him all the glory right now, because I am so clear, and all I do is listen to him, ask him questions.
Yes, if I... no way that any of this change has came about by man. This is a outpouring of the Holy Spirit doing a work that only the Holy Spirit can do. No man can really change our hearts, because, you know, our hearts are really not good. The Lord says there's really nothing good in it until he gets in there, and we have to let him know. And, you know, and also having the right person to minister to you, show you the right, correct way, if that's for a better lack of words, but just to pray with you, pray through it with you, a safe place to put your wounds and hurts out, a safe place to go, you know, where you can get healed up.
Amen. I believe that none of us can see our blind spots, and we all need each other, and that's why James 5 says, you know, as we pray for others, we ourselves are healed, because
Amen.
God has a way of matching us up with people that can help us see our blind spots.
Yes, and I tell you what, that's exactly how I feel too, that I had some real blind spots.